Hi, this is my podcast addressing my four lesson plans that I created for my middle school math classroom. I created all four of the lessons directed at eighth grade students. So our first question was about differentiating the instructional delivery methods. For that, I think one tool that we use very well is IXL. It's an online platform with good math problems. It works a few different ways in differentiating in that we have it on different levels. So we might have like a much easier level, kind of a middle level, and then a much harder level. And even generally kind of natural extensions beyond that. So we always have some kind of material that is quite good for any student, no matter what level they are on. Even within those levels, there's a pretty big range on the types of questions. And IXL actually adjusts the level of the questions based on the responses that they're getting from the students. So if you're getting a lot of questions right, you're going to start getting harder questions. If you're getting questions wrong, it'll start giving you easier questions. It also gives very good explanations in there, so I think it's a really great tool for working with the students. Besides IXL, even whenever we post links to the students, it's always on different levels. I present my homework, for example, is bronze, silver, and gold. So the links that we would post, which are usually links that they can click on their laptops instead of like a traditional textbook. So the links are on the three different levels, so they can find the appropriate level that they need to work on. Once they start finding those problems easier, then they can move on to some of the more challenging questions. Also, we use Google Translate as a way for students to connect the words that we're using in class to their native language. I try to, with my lessons, create a variety of different ways to use technology. The first lesson, I was trying to choose a topic that it wasn't obvious, but find some ways that it could work well. One of the ways that I used in that was creating a mind map with some of the mind map software, so the students could go in with their vocabulary words, create a nice visual way of looking at the vocabulary words from the unit. The second lesson involved activities where I thought the activities were more engaging than what a traditional lesson would be. This is the one that I used for my other assignment using Desmos. A really nice activity with some interesting extensions on probability questions, and then Toads and Vines, which gave them all kinds of different scenarios within a kind of a game scenario and our students, of course, are obsessed with games, so it lets them measure the probability for each of their actions within the game. And then in the third and fourth lessons, they were using the technology as a tool. The first one creating a survey, and then their graphs that go along with the survey. And then the second one had to do with the 3D modeling. So it was chances for the students to use the technology as the tool in creating what they're doing. So I thought I found a good way to use the technology in different types of ways within the lessons. As far as student safety and security, the main thing that we do is we have our firewalls set up at the school, so there are many websites that they can't access. Within my classroom, I always set it up so the students have their laptops facing back towards me, so I can monitor all the different computers. I wish we were able to use a software where I could monitor all the laptops that way, but we have all kinds of different platforms that the students are using, so that doesn't work. But I find it works pretty well if I'm just standing in a place where I can see all of the laptops, and I think that effectively lets us use the technology in a to its proper use within the classroom. Thanks for listening.